perform all of the duties.
Obligations.
Obligations.
Incumbent upon me as such.
Incumbent upon me as such.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
The city council sworn in Monday morning is the first in Springfield's history where a majority of the councilors are Black or Hispanic, a makeup that mirrors the city's population, which is 61% non-white. The new president of the city council, Mike Fenton, turned 27 yesterday and is the youngest council president in the city's history.
Our chamber is more diverse than ever, and we are stronger than ever.
Fenton, who was elected unanimously by his colleagues to serve as president, noted that the 13 councilors are diverse not only in age and ethnicity, but also in backgrounds, levels of education, and employment.
What unites us is that we are here because we love this city and we believe in a better tomorrow for her.
In his inaugural speech as council president, Fenton delivered a brief history of Springfield city government and noted the changeover from an all-at-large council to include ward representatives for the first time on the ballot in 2009. He said that change resulted in his election to the council 4 years ago and to the historic election 2 months ago that produced a council where 7 of the 13 members are non-white. Fenton said he looked forward to what he called an exciting year of making history and said it is shaping up to be a busy year of legislating with a focus on public safety, economic development, and transportation.
Also on the horizon this year is a discussion about the redesign of Interstate 91. As council president, I will lobby aggressively to have that project be one that moves the Goliath Highway underground to reunite this city to its riverfront.
The council swearing in and Fenton's election as president took place in front of a standing room only audience in the council chambers that included family members of the councilors, city department heads, and community leaders.
I think everybody is very optimistic, and there was definitely a sense of positive energy.
Fenton also said he would create 2 new ad hoc committees. One will look for ways to attract young professionals to live in Springfield. The other will explore new sources of revenue for the city.
And both of those committees will have members of the public serving on them, and it'll be an opportunity for people to engage their government and vice versa.
2 new members of the city council took their oaths of office. Orlando Ramos said it was a special day because his 9-year-old daughter was in the audience.
I'm very excited, especially for my volunteers and my friends and family that worked so hard to get me elected. We worked very hard to get to this day, and for them to be here to share this with me is very special.
Justin Hurst was sworn in to his first term on the council.
The voters were paying attention, and the voters wanted to see a change in this city, and they wanted councilors on the city council who would really make a difference, and I think that's what you have here today.
Hurst said he looks forward to continuing a family tradition of public service in Springfield. His mother served on the Springfield School Committee, and his wife is the current school committee's vice chairperson. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tutt, Hill WAMC News.